We know that there are bound stems. We saw those in case of the berry words like huckleberry and rowanberry. Well, I don't know about rowanberry, but certainly huckleberry, where do you get a huckle? What about bound words? Are there bound words? Well, if there are, they should be bound words inside lexicalized expressions, that is, phrasal lexical items. And yes, indeed, there are bound words inside phrasal lexical items. A phrasal lexical item sits in the lexicon, and a few of them have words that don't exist on their own. They can't manage by themselves anywhere else in the language. Let's look at two examples. There's an English expression called take umbrage at. Take umbrage at, that is, get hot and bothered about something. What's umbrage? Umbrage never turns up anywhere else but in the expression take umbrage at, so it looks as though it's a bound word. Look at the expression kith and kin, your kith and kin, your relatives. Well, kin is okay, they are relatives. What about kith? Well, kith turns up nowhere else but in the expression kith and kin. It may be the case that some of these words were once independent and operated on their own, but as things stand in the current language, they are bound words, words that exist only inside fixed expressions, inside phrasal lexical items. In a number of studies, there have been found to be quite a few of these. There are a few hundred in German, for example.